Blackstone Audio presents Lethal and Old Lace, a consignment shop mystery by Duffy Brown. This book is read by Amy Talmadge. For Spooky and Dr. Watson, my two feline writing companions who make my house a home. Chapter 1. "You want to marry me?" I asked Walker Boone, who just happened to be the hunkiest guy in all Savannah. "Why in the world would you want to do such a thing?" Walker Boone wanted to marry me, Reagan Summerside, owner of the Prissy Fox Consignment Shop. Bruce Willis, the black and white canine version who'd rescued me more than I'd rescued him, and a dilapidated Victorian that I loved, peeling paint and all. How had I gotten lucky enough to have this delicious man want to marry me? Good question. I'm not exactly a lucky kind of girl. I'm more of a my hair turned orange because I dyed it myself kind of girl, or a will you go to the prom with me because there's no one else to ask kind of girl. Why wasn't I seizing my moment in the sun? Why didn't I tackle Boone to the ground and have my way with him all the while yelling, "Yes, yes, yes, I'll marry you"? What was my problem? Reality. "I have bad man karma," I blurted, determined to spill my guts and tell all. "I signed a prenup with Hollis Beaumont III, for crying out loud, was left high and dry in our divorce with a run-down house, and then had to save Hollis's horse and cheating hide from the gallows to keep my run-down house. It wasn't pretty, Boone. There was a dead body in a trunk wearing my favorite pink chiffon dress. I accidentally shot up a really nice wood-paneled office, and Hollis still drives me nuts to this very day. Does any of this sound familiar?" Boone's dark eyes danced, a hint of fire lurking in them and a devil smile at his lips. That he'd been on the run from the cops for the last 2 weeks for a murder he hadn't committed, and looked more bum than attorney, didn't detract from his hunkiness one little bit. "I represented Hollis in your divorce, and that office with the bullet hole is mine. Trust me, I remember." "See? Doesn't that worry you that I'd get mixed up with such a guy in the first place?" I paced the brick walkway, which was dappled in golden lamplight slicing through old oak trees and wisps of Spanish moss. "And I sort of had this thing for you, even though you were my soon-to-be ex-husband's lawyer, and totally cleaning my clock in the divorce. How dumb is that?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?